Hello and welcome to the Old Time Radio Hour. I'm your host, Justine Ward, and each week we bring you a classic show from radio's golden age. This week and next, we'll say farewell to a Hollywood legend who was also a radio star. Doris Day passed away this week at the age of 97. She was a singer and musical comedy actress until the mid-1950s when she began to take on more dramatic roles. She had some big hits and appeared in movies in her role as a star singer with Les Brown and his Band of Renown. She had her own radio show from 1952 to 1953, and today we will treat you to the first show of the series. After that, we have Doris Day playing the lead in the musical comedy No No Nanette on a half-hour segment of the Railroad Hour. This is the Doris Day Show with Danny Thomas and Mrs. Gus Kahn, first broadcast March 28, 1952 on CBS.
From Hollywood with Danny Thomas and Mrs. Gus Kahn as her guests, it's the Doris Day Show. Yes, from Columbia Square in Hollywood, here's our lovely singing star, Doris Day.
Hi, everybody. And here we go with Hoo Hoo Hoo. Who's little boy? Who's little boy? Who's little boy are you? Who, who's chickadee? Who's honeybee? Who's little he are you? Who's little man? Who's ginger ale? Who's fairy tale come true? Who, who's little lamb? Strawberry jam? Who's candy jam are you? Who is a lucky girl? You saved all your kissing for. Who is the whom? To whom the groom? Soon we'll mean all this and more too. Who do you know? Who loves you so? Who's feeling mighty fine? Who's she? She's me, little boy. Why, little boy, my little boy of mine. The little cat from Jammer thinks you are the cat pajamas. Who, who was it for head to tell you? Yes, indeed, I love you. Ask the bees above you. Who? Butcher, baker, doctor, lawyer, candle maker. Who? I know you know the answer. Guess I am the who's this. Guess I am the what's this.
Little who are you?
And who is the lucky girl? You saved all your kissing for. Who is the whom? To whom the groom? Soon we'll mean all this and more too. Who do you know? Who loves you so? Who's feeling mighty fine?
Who's she?
She's me, little boy. Why, little boy? My little boy of mine. Who's little boy? My pride and joy. Oh, thanks, ladies and gentlemen. You know, I'm really so glad you could be with us tonight because two very dear friends of mine are joining us. Mrs. Gus Kahn and one of my very favorite guys, Danny Thomas. And speaking of favorites and guys, I'd like to do one of my favorite new songs, which also happens to be about a guy who really is a guy. I walked down the street like a good girl should. He followed me down the street like I knew he would. Because a guy is a guy wherever he may be. So listen and I'll tell you what this fella did to me. I walked to my house like a good girl should. He followed me to my house like I knew he would. Because a guy is a guy, wherever he may be. So listen while I tell you what the fella did to me. I never saw the boy before, so nothing could be sillier. At closer range, his face was strange, but his manner was familiar. So I walked up the stairs like a good girl should. He followed me up the stairs like I knew he would, because a guy is a guy, wherever he may be. So listen and I'll tell you what this fella did to me. I stepped to my door like a good girl should. He stopped at my door like I knew he would, because a guy is a guy, wherever he may be. So listen while I tell you what the fella did to me. He asked me for a good night kiss. I said it's still good day. I would have told him more, except his lips got in the way. So I talked to my ma like a good girl should, and ma talked to pa like I knew she would, and they all agreed on a married life for me. The guy is my guy, wherever he may be. So I walked down the aisle like a good girl should. He followed me down the aisle like I knew he would, because a guy is a guy, wherever he may be. And now you've heard the story of what someone did to me. That's what he did to me.
Oh, I sure enjoy hearing you hit that rhythm, Doris.
Thanks, Roy Rowan. I'm glad you're glad.
You know, one thing a song has to have for me is rhythm.
So what else is new? Oh, I know. Our show. And it's time for me to welcome our first guest. Those of you who saw the Warner Brothers picture, I'll See You in My Dreams, know that I played the part of a woman who was the wife and life inspiration of one of our finest songwriters, Gus Kahn. Of course, I'm speaking of Grace Kahn. And folks, I want you all to know it too. May I present Mrs. Gus Kahn. I'm sure I don't have to ask Mrs. Gus Kahn if it's all right to call her Gracie. Okay, honey?
If you call me Mrs. Kahn, I'll patty you, Dodo. Let's keep this family style.
Good. You know, Gracie, so many people have written asking us about your life after the end of the picture. You know, what's happened since then? Couldn't you tell us a little something about it, huh?
I've never stopped being what I started to be the first time I heard a song by Gus Kahn.
I know. His number one fan.
And his number one song plugger. That's what I still am to this day, and proud of it. A song plugger.
A fine song plugger you are. Here you've had my ear and any number of other ears for half a minute, and you haven't even mentioned one song. You're not being shy now, are you, Gracie?
Maybe I am a little. Suppose I were to come right out and say my number one Gus Kahn plugged song right now is I'll See You in My Dreams. Can you imagine me doing that, Doris?
Oh, Gracie, I couldn't.
Some song pluggers I know would come right out and say, Doris, the song I'd love to hear you sing right now is The One I Love Belongs to Somebody Else. But I wouldn't do a thing like that.
Gracie, would you really like to hear me sing that song?
Dodo, you twisted my arm.
All kidding aside, honey, I think your spirit and enthusiasm are just great. Don't ever change. And thanks so much for coming over tonight, honey. It's just been wonderful seeing you again. I know that everybody listening in feels just as I do, that they've gained something heartwarming in having met you. Here it is, Gracie. The one I love belongs to somebody else.
The one I love belongs to somebody else. He means his tender songs for somebody else. And even when I have my arms around you. I know this heart's too strong for somebody else. The hands I hold belong to somebody else. I'll bet they're not so cold to somebody else. It's tough to be alone on the shelf. Much worse to fall in love by yourself. The one I love belongs to somebody else.
I'd like to say a word about the one that belongs to you, the one you love. If he's in the service, maybe in some remote part of the world, the most precious thing in his life is the letters he gets from you, from home. So please keep him posted. You know, I want you to know about a letter that I got recently from the GI guy in Korea. It was Dateline, Dogface Villa, and it read like this. Dear Doris, we had an outdoor movie a couple of weeks ago. And in it, you and some silly character spend 6 reels getting mad at each other, then making up, then getting mad again, then making up. I don't know how it is now back in the States, but it seems to us guys over here that somebody's wasting an awful lot of time. Well, anyway, he goes on to invite me over there, and then he closes with, if you can't make it in person, Doris, a letter would make this particular mud hole shine like a second lieutenant's bars. The letter is signed, Private First Class John Bozeman, 40th Division, United States Army. Well, wherever you are, John, this one is just for you. Oops, my heart went oops the moment that we met. My heart went oops, I never will forget. My heart turned hoops the moment that I met you. Oops, my feet went oops, I nearly took a spill. My knees went oops, they shook a bit until. My head went oops, you mustn't let it get to you. I was going for a very, what you call a solitary sort of stroll. Just a twiddle in my thumbs when I heard a lot of drums begin to pound and roll. And oops, my heart went oops, it went into a spin of loop-a-loops. You must have thought again to nincompoops the silly way I acted. Of course you couldn't know that you were so aglow and I was so attracted.
But baby, take a bow. My heart is going, oops, right now. Twiddling my thumbs when I heard a lot of drums begin to pound and roll. And oops, my heart went oops. It went into a spin of loop-a-loop. You must have thought me in to nincompoop. The silly way I acted. Of course you couldn't know that you were so aglow and I was so attractive. But baby, take a bow. My heart is going oops, oops, oops right now.
Hey, Doris.
Oh, hi, Roy. What's on your mind?
Well, ever since I heard I was going to work with you, I've been thinking up ways to introduce you that would be, you know, different, sort of warm and friendly.
Well, I thought what you said at the opening was warm and friendly.
What? And here's Doris Day?
Well, it's not something that's going to last, but it's neat and to the point. How would you handle it?
Well, I hope you won't laugh at me.
I promise I won't laugh at you.
Okay. In Ireland, they have St. Patrick's Day. The Dutch have a day for the poppy. In France, day is jour. In Italy, giorno. In TV, the big day's for hoppy. But here on the coast, where the sun sets the street and the stars are discovered by Horace, you could go a long ways and search hundreds of days, but you won't find one nicer than Doris.
Oh, Roy. Oh, that was so sweet.
Oh, really?
Uh-huh.
You liked it better than And Here's Doris Day?
Well, who wouldn't? But listen, you can't do something like that with every introduction, Roy.
Oh, Doris, of course I can. Well, it's easy to think up rhymes about song titles and people. You have the talent for it.
You're sure about that?
Perfectly.
Fine. You can work one up for my next song.
Okay, what's the title?
Why did I tell you I was going to Shanghai when I want to be with you tonight, Roy?
Well, why did I tell you I was going to Shanghai? Shanghai. Well, there's got to be something that rhymes with Shanghai.
Tennis, anyone?
Hey, I've got it.
Good. For a moment there, I thought we'd lost you.
And here's Doris Day to sing Shanghai.
Oh, Roy, that's wonderful. Who's gonna kiss me? Who's gonna thrill me? Who's gonna hold me tight tonight? Why did I tell you I was going to Shanghai? I want to be with you tonight. Why did I holler I was going to Shanghai? I want to be with you tonight. It was just a little misunderstanding that a kiss on the cheek could pass. I need you so badly, I'd gladly start all over from scratch. Oh, why did I tell you it was bye-bye for Shanghai? I'm even allergic to rice. Why don't you stop me when I talk about Shanghai? It's just a lover's device. Now who's gonna kiss me? Who's gonna thrill me? Who's gonna hold me tight? I'm right around the corner in the phone booth, and I wanna be with you tonight. Allergic to rice. Why don't you stop me when I talk about Shanghai? It's just a lover's device. Now who's gonna kiss me? Who's gonna thrill me? Who's gonna hold me tight? I'm right around the corner in the phone booth, and I wanna be with you tonight. Who's gonna kiss me? Who's gonna thrill me? Who's gonna hold me tight? I'm right around
around the corner in the phone booth. And I wanna, yes, I wanna, I wanna be with you tonight.
Thanks, everybody. And now it's that time I've been looking forward to ever since we went on the air. Because it's the place in our show reserved for one of my very best friends. A man who, to my way of thinking, stands at the very top of the ladder in the entertainment field. He played my husband, Gus Kahn, in the Warner Brothers picture we've been talking about tonight. And to me, it was really a wonderful experience. Here he is, my friend Danny Thomas. Hi, Danny. Oh, it's so wonderful to see you. And I'm so grateful that you took time to come by, knowing that you're working so hard on your television show and everything.
What do you mean, working hard? Television's not tough, Dodo.
Really, Danny?
Nah.
Well, don't you spend hours and hours memorizing lines?
Nah.
Aren't the rehearsals endless?
Nah.
Danny Thomas, are you telling me the truth?
Nah. You know, Dodo, speaking of television, there's one thing about show business that really stops me.
What's that, Danny?
I mean, how a doll with a face like yours turns up on radio while a nose with a face like mine shows up on television. Crazy.
And I think you're sweet. And you're so sweet that I've got a request to make.
Well, you just name it.
Well, remember that scene in I'll See You in My Dreams where you finally came home to Chicago with me from New York?
Yeah.
Alone, for the first time in so long.
On the train.
In our compartment.
And you sang my newest song.
We sang your newest song.
You know, I can almost hear it now. You hear it?
Another bride, another June, another sunny honeymoon.
Another season, another reason
for making whoopee. A lot of shoes, a lot of rides.
The groom is nervous, he answers twice.
It's really killing that he's so willing to make whoopee. Picture a little love nest down where the roses cling.
Picture the same sweet love nest. Think what a year can bring.
He's washing dishes and baby clothes. He's so ambitious, he even sews.
But don't forget, folks, that's what you get, folks,
for making whoopee. Another year, or maybe less.
What's this I hear?
Well, can't you guess?
Uh-uh.
She feels neglected. And he's suspected of making whoopee.
Oh, honey.
She sits alone most every night. He doesn't phone. He doesn't write.
I was busy.
He says he's busy. But she says, is he? He's making whoopee.
I have to work, don't I?
That's work.
He doesn't make much money. Only 5,000 per.
Some judge who thinks he's funny says you pay six to her.
Ouch. He says, now, judge, suppose I fail.
The judge says, fudge, right into jail. You better keep her.
I think it's cheaper
than making whoopee.
And remember, Danny, just when I started to kiss you, the porter knocked.
And I opened the door, reluctantly.
And the porter said...
Pardon me, folks, but are you going to have some dinner?
No thanks, porter. You see...
We're making whoopee.
Well, Danny, I have one more favor, please.
Anything, Dodo.
Well, it just doesn't seem right since you took time to come all the way over here just to sing one song. How about ain't we got fun, huh?
Well, if we ain't, who is? Let's go.
Every morning, every evening, ain't we got fun? Not much money.
Oh, but honey,
ain't we got fun? The rent's unpaid.
We're having a car.
But anyway, dear,
we'll stay as we are.
Even if we owe the grocer,
don't we have fun?
Tax collectors getting closer,
still we have fun. There's nothing surer. The rich get rich and the poor get poorer.
In the meantime, in between time, ain't we got fun?
Even if we owe the grocer, don't we have fun?
Tax collectors getting closer. Still, is that guy around again?
There's nothing surer. The rich get rich.
And the poor get poorer. In the meantime,
in between times,
still we have a lot of fun.
Oh, that was fun, Danny. You know, I wish we could make another picture together.
And you know, Dodo, I wish you get your wish.
And I want you to know that I consider your visiting me tonight a real expression of esprit de corps.
Esprit de who?
You know, friendship. A subtle distillation of gratuitous adulation. Ineffable. Indissoluble. A reason for living, which, though adversity be imminent, never fluctuates, being imperishable, not ephemeral.
Hey, Dodo. How many time I told you no baby talk?
Thank you, Danny Collins, and please come back real soon. Well, folks, I've certainly enjoyed being with you tonight. And remember, if there's anything special you'd like to hear, just drop me a line. So until we get together again next week, good night, everybody.
Moment with you, love to be with you. Honest, I do love to be with you. Where I belong, singing my songs for you.
The Doris Day Show is a Martin Melcher production, directed and edited by Sam Pierce, written by David Gregory, and came to you transcribed from Hollywood. Doris Day appears through the courtesy of Warner Brothers Pictures and may soon be seen in The Winning Team, co-starring with Ronald Reagan. Danny Thomas may soon be seen in the Warner Brothers production, The Jazz Singer. That winds up our first Doris Day show here in your Friday night lineup of musical programs. Doris and Company will be back next Friday, as will Earl Wrightson and the Musiclanders, Georgie Price and his Big Timers, and Robert Hughes' Waxworks. And say, music fans, tonight's edition of the Waxworks is still straight ahead of you. Stay tuned and hear it next on most of these same stations. And don't forget, we'll all be by next Friday with another night full of music. Roy Rowan speaking.
Be sure to join us again next week at this same time when Doris will have as her guests Jack Smith and Jack Kirkwood. Yes, remember the time and the day for your date with Doris Day. And don't forget, Sunday is Fun Day with Jack Benny on the CBS Radio Network.
You are listening to the Old Time Radio Hour broadcast each week over the World Wide Web. You can subscribe at no charge through iTunes, Podbean, or RSS. This was Doris Day's second appearance on the Railroad Hour. She also appeared in Boy Crazy. It was a joke among musicians to say, "I knew Doris Day before she was a virgin." because she was actually married to a trombone player, and they had a son. But she played the innocent ingenue so perfectly, she became one of the biggest stars on screen. Here is Doris Day at her best in a musical comedy role in this half-hour synopsis. Enjoy the Railroad Hour, No No Nanette, first broadcast November 21st, 1949, on NBC.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Railroad Hour. And here comes the star-studded show train. Tonight, the Association of American Railroads presents the great Broadway musical hit, No, No, Nanette, starring Gordon McRae and his lovely guest star, Doris Day. Our choir is under the direction of Norman Luboff, and the music is arranged and conducted by Carmen Dragon. Yes, tonight another top musical success is brought to you by the American Railroads, the same railroads that bring you most of the food you eat, the clothes you wear, the fuel you burn, and all the other things you use in your daily life. And now here is our star, Gordon McRae.
Oh, thank you, Marvin Miller, and good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Tonight, it's music by the great Vincent Humans as we bring you No, No, Nanette.
I love to
Well, sir, rumor hath it that the cameras are going to be rolling pretty soon out at Warner Brothers, where Doris Day and I will be teaming up for a picture version of No, No, Nanette. And so tonight, we're giving you a preview of a preview. Our curtain rises on a swank country home in Long Island. I'll be showing up any moment as Tom. But right now, that dream walking through the door looking remarkably like Doris Day is our lovely heroine, Nanette. The crowd following Nanette includes all the young guys and gals of Long Island. And that tugboat taking up the rear is Nanette's guardian, Sue Smith.
Oh, please, Mrs. Smith, may I go with the gang to Atlantic City?
No, 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 Nanette.
Oh, gee, I just want to have a little fun. All I've done since I've been here is housework and housework, and then for a change, a little more housework. I'm practically a servant.
No, no, Nanette, you're a guest. Your mother and I were schoolmates. So when your folks passed away, I was only too glad to, take you in.
You took me in, all right.
I agreed to bring you here and train you to be a good wife for some good man.
Well, that's exactly it. I spend all my time learning how to be a good wife to a good man. But I want to get out a little and look the man over.
Nanette, what about Tom? He's sane and sensible.
Well, I guess eventually I want to settle down with a sane and sensible fellow like Tom, but first I want to get a good look at all the insane and insensible ones. Oh, please let me go to Atlantic City.
No!
No, no, Nanette. That's all I hear. I get it the whole day through. No, no, Nanette regales my ear, no matter what I may do. Sometime, perhaps, I'll have my way when I am old and turning gray. But just as yet, it's always no, 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 Nanette.
No, no.
Gosh.
Why worry about them? Look who's coming, Tom. Come in, Tom. Here's our little flower. Here's Nanette.
Oh, hello, Mrs. Smith. Hello, Nanette.
Hello, Tom.
I brought you a present here. Chocolate-covered peanuts. It's the family special this week at the corner drugstore.
How exotic.
I'll leave you two by your lonesome.
Before you go, Mrs. Smith.
Yes?
Well, I was wondering if you'd allow Nanette to go with me tonight to a concert at Carnegie Hall. It's a marvelous program by the Chillicothe Cello Choir.
Ooh, that would be thrilling. Wouldn't it, Nanette?
Oh, yes, but Tom, I'd rather go to Atlantic.
No, Nanette. Put that thought right out of your head. I'll see you two later.
What's wrong, Nanette? You seem a little blue.
Oh, nothing's wrong, Tom.
Don't you look forward to the day when...
You can be a good wife to a good man.
Oh, yes. And don't you look forward to the day when you can, well, raise a little family?
First, I want to raise a little Cain. Besides, Tom, a girl can't raise a family all by herself. She's got to find someone to fall in love with her first.
Well, I've had sort of a plan in the back of my head that I wanted to tell you about, Nanette. Sort of the architectural design for a very nice dream.
Oh, great. This boy makes love with blueprints.
Picture you upon my knee, just tea for two and two for tea. Me for you and you for me alone. Oh, nobody near us to see us or hear us. No friends or relations on weekend vacation. We won't have it known, dear, that we own a telephone. Day will break and you'll awake and start to bake a sugar cake for me to take for all the boys to see. A boy for you, a little girl for me. Can't you see how happy we would be?
You are revealing a plan so appealing, I can't help but feeling for you.
Darling, I planned it. Can't you understand it? It's yours to command it, so do.
All of your schemes I'm admiring. They're worth desiring. But can't you see? I'd like to wait, dear, for some future date, dear. It won't be too late, dear, for me. Picture me upon your knee with tea for two and two for tea. Just me for you and you for me alone.
Nobody near us to see us or hear us. No friends or relations on weekend vacation. We won't have it known, dear, that we own a telephone, dear.
Day will break, and I'll awake, and start to bake a sugar cake for you to take to all the boys to see.
How happy we will be.
nice dream, Tom, but it just won't work. I'll see you later.
Nanette! Well, hello there, Galahad.
Oh, hello, Mr. Smith.
What's your trouble? You look like the world's coming to an end.
Well, right now I'm looking forward to tea for one and one for tea.
Oh, it's Nanette, huh?
Yeah.
Let me give you some advice about my pretty little ward. Nanette's young. She just wants to have a little fun before she settles down. So go out, have a wild time. Spend a lot of money on her.
Oh, that's a great idea, Mr. Smith. There's only one problem. I don't have any money.
Well, spend what you've got. It's my theory that you should spend money between 22 and 55. Because after you're 55, all you can buy that'll do you any good is a bottle of liniment.
Well, sir, I'm going to talk to Nanette. She's got to listen to me.
Remember one other thing, Tom.
Oh, what's that, Mr. Smith?
Best way to make yourself happy is to make somebody else happy.
Thanks. I'll remember that. Nanette, what are you doing packing that suitcase?
I'm running away.
Where?
Oh, I don't know, Tom. Just someplace where I can be my own boss. Where people won't always say no to me.
But Nanette...
I'm sick and tired of everybody saying no, no, Nanette. Every day, all the time. Why wasn't I born with a name that begins with a Y? Then it would be easier to say yes. Everybody might say, yes, yes, Yolanda, or yes, yes, Yvette.
Where will you be?
The yesiest place I can find. Probably Atlantic City.
No.
Oh, I thought maybe you were different, Tom. But you're just like all the rest, saying no all the time.
Oh, Nanette, listen to me, will you? I'll say yes all you want. Because you see, the only way I can be happy is if you're happy.
I want to be happy. But I won't be happy till I make you happy too. Life's really worth living when we are mirth-giving. Why can't I give some to you? When skies are gray and you say you are blue, I'll send the sun smiling through. I want to be happy, but I won't be happy till I make you happy.
I want to be happy, but I won't be happy till I can make you happy too. Life's really worth living when we are worth giving. Why can't I give some to you?
When skies are gray and you say you are blue, I'll send the sun smiling through.
I want to be happy, but I won't be happy till I make you happy too.
I want to be happy, but I won't be happy till I make you happy too. Life's really worth living when we are mirth-giving. Why can't I give some to you?
When skies are gray and you say you are blue, I'll send the sun smiling through.
I want to be
happy, but I won't be happy
till I make you happy too. But I can't be happy until I make you happy too.
It's all very well to say that, Tom, but you want to keep me in a glass cage, so I'm leaving. There. My suitcase is all packed. I'm going to be a woman of the world.
I won't let you, Nanette.
You can't boss me. Everybody tries to boss me.
Now, don't get too wild too soon, Nanette.
Wild? I'll show you. I shall wear expensive dresses. I shall even bob my tresses. I shall go to grand cafes to dine.
Nanette, be careful. Be not too dareful.
I'll order caviar and maybe wine.
All the world and all that's in it, you shall know at every minute.
I'll be busy buying furs and frills.
No, no, you're raving. Girls should be saving.
I'll find a Santa Claus who'll pay my bills. A tall, dark, and handsome Santa Claus, too.
A Santa Claus? Nanette, tell me where you'll be.
I won't tell you.
Where are you going?
I'm going to be happy, Tom. Goodbye.
Nanette!
No, no, Nanette, don't get you green. You're going a bit too far.
No, no, Nanette, you must not leave. Remember how young you are.
We really think you ought to stay. It's wrong to tease poor Tom this way.
No, 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 no,
Nanette.
Yes! We'll return to the second act of No, No, Nanette in a moment. But first, this is the traditional season of Thanksgiving, the season when all America pauses to return thanks for the blessings we enjoy. When the tradition of a special day for Thanksgiving started, America was a wilderness, barely able to support only a few 100,000 Indians. Today, America is the home of 150 million persons, a people who produce more and live better than any other on earth. Our people have much for which they may return thanks. And while they're returning thanks, they may look once more at the ancient landmarks along the path by which, under Providence, they have come so far. America is founded and has grown great on freedom. Freedom of worship and conscience. Freedom of choice and opportunity. Freedom to work, to save, to enjoy the fruits of saving, and to pass them on to our children. Freedom to make mistakes, if you please, and even to fail. But if you fail, freedom to try again. Upon the foundation of that freedom, the American people have built their great agriculture, their great industries, their unparalleled productive power, their economic life. As an essential part of our economic life, America's railroads provide the nation with its basic common carrier transportation. For the railroad is the only form of transportation which can and does handle anything movable for anyone in any quantity, anywhere, in any season of the year. Now here is Act Two of No, No, Nanette, starring Gordon McRae as Tom and his guest star Doris Day as Nanette.
I love to pitch you upon my knee with tea for two and two.
Oh, it was a nice dream, Nanette. A boy for you, a girl for me. But you went away, dear, and, well, the whole dream went up in smoke. How can I be happy if I'm not able to make you happy?
When skies are gray and you say you are blue, I'll send the sun smiling through. I want to be happy, but I won't be happy till I make you happy too.
Oh, Mr. Smith, you're the best guardian a girl ever had, taking me to Atlantic City. Oh, just look at that ocean.
My dear, with you in a bathing suit, who looks at the ocean?
Oh, thank you for buying me this beautiful suit.
Don't mention it, my dear Nanette. You see anything you like in the shop window, all you have to do is smile, and I'll go right in and buy it for you.
Oh, be careful. I may stand in front of Tiffany's and have hysterics.
Well, you've already made friends. They are calling you.
Oh, my new friends are calling me, and the sea is calling me.
When the sea begins a calling me, a sorry sort of tempting incantation fills me with elation.
It seems to say, come out and play.
Come along and learn the old, old song, the song of love's sweet fascination. Something fills me with a thousand thrills when the sea is a-calling me.
Someone warily, terribly called the sea waves sad. We say merrily, merrily, waves are always glad.
Happy they are, and so entrancing, beckoning me to join their dancing. When the sea begins a-calling me, a sort of tempting incantation fills me with elation.
It seems to say, come out and play. Come along and learn the old, old song, the song of love's sweet fascination.
Something fills me with a thousand thrills when the sea is a-calling.
The sea's a-calling me.
Yeah, heck. You're without a girl and I'm without a husband.
Mrs. Smith, what does that husband of yours do anyhow? Where did he make all his money?
Selling dictionaries. And for a dictionary salesman, he's quite a boy. He can spell absolutely anything except words.
Gee, I didn't know there was money in dictionaries.
Oh, sure. It's fascinating reading, too. Why, did you know that an aardvark is a large burrowing mammal? That an abaca is a Philippine palm tree? And that an abacus is a contrivance for calculating?
Go on.
That's as far as I got.
You know, it's not much fun being away from somebody you love.
I find life pretty dull, too. You know any new dance steps?
Well, nothing jazzy. I do know a one-step.
Well, let's have a fling at it. It'll be more fun for me than just sitting here on my big veranda.
Well, okay. It goes like this.
Take a little one step, two step, three step. Come a little closer, please. Like a rose that blows in every breeze. Take a little one step, two step, three step. Then a little dip like this. There's a step we can't afford to miss. And then you glide and you slide, keeping close to my side. Oh, boy, let's go, boy. That music's tickling every toe, boy. Take a little kick, a wide and free step. Then a little one step, two step, three step. Every little step means I love you.
Take a little one step, two step, three step. Come a little closer, please.
That's good.
Like a rose that blows in every breeze.
Oh, hi.
Now take a little kick, a wild and free step. Then a little one step, two step, three step. Every little step means I love you.
What did you say?
Well, I didn't mean I love you, Mrs. Smith. But for a second there, I closed my eyes and thought I was dancing with Nanette. By gosh, I'm going to do something about this. Do you know who took Nanette to Atlantic City?
No.
Your husband.
How did you find out?
Well, I bribed one of the servants.
Bribed? I thought you were penniless.
Oh, I didn't use money. Chocolate-covered peanuts.
Well, how do you like that husband of mine?
I don't care for him much.
Come on, Tom. We're going to Atlantic City. Hand me that dictionary.
Dictionary? You want something to read on the way?
No. It's a little heavy reading, but it's just right to bounce off the brain of that dictionary salesman. What's been going on? can you stand there with your face hanging out, you loser?
Yes. What have you been doing, making Nanette lead a wild life, buying her bathing suits in oceans?
I didn't buy her any oceans. Somebody was using her that day.
Where is she?
Out on the beach in the moonlight. And I have a hunch she's alone.
What's the idea of all this?
Just a little scheme of mine, Sue. I figured these kids would never be happy unless Nanette did get out and see the world a little. But you know something, Tom? If you stroll out in the moonlight, you might bump into a young woman of the world who's a little tired of the world right now.
Oh, thanks, Mr. Smith. I'll go right out. Nanette! Where are you? Nanette!
Who is it?
It's Tom.
Oh, Tom. Oh, gee, I'm glad to see you.
Are you? All the way down here, I've been studying one of Jimmy Smith's dictionaries. And I found out that I don't really love you at all.
Oh, don't you?
No, Nanette. I feel adoring, amatory, amorous, bedeviled, beloved, bewitched, captivated, delirious, distracted, enchanted, and... Well, that's as far as I got.
Oh, Tom, do you know what happened to me?
What?
Well, the sea was calling me, all right, but it was calling me a big darn fool. I've done all the things I thought I wanted to do, and I didn't like any of them. And this afternoon, at tea, I decided that I like your way so much better.
You do?
But tea, for one, is no fun at all. Even with lemon and two lumps of sugar.
Day will break, and I'll wake, and start to bake a sugar cake.
For me to take for all the boys to see.
We will raise a family.
A boy for you.
A girl for me.
Can't you see
how happy
mean it?
Oh, Tom, you know how I've always hated the word no. Maybe that's why I'm ready to say yes.
What was that word again? No? Never heard of it. We'll take it right out of the dictionary.
When skies are gray and you say you are blue, I'll send the sun shining through.
Day. We'll be back in just a moment. Meanwhile, this is Gordon MacRae with a word of thanks to our excellent supporting cast, Alan Reed and Verna Felton. No, No, Nanette, composed by Vincent Humans, with book by Otto Harbach and Frank Mandel, and lyrics by Irving Caesar and Otto Harbach, was adapted for radio by Lawrence and Lee. The Railroad Hour is brought to you each week at this time by the American Railroads. These railroads are your hometown partners. They provide jobs for your neighbors. They buy supplies in your town, and they pay local taxes just as you and I. Thus, the railroads are more than just railroads. They are citizens, and mighty important citizens, in your hometown. Now, here again is lovely Doris Day.
Oh, thanks, Gordy. You know, I can't wait to start making this as a picture. Can you?
I'm looking forward to it, too, Doris. It's always fun to work with you on a soundstage or across a microphone.
Well, I've already arranged that while we're shooting the picture, there'll be tea served in the set every day. Tea for two.
Well, I'll be in there sipping, Dodo. Incidentally, be sure to give us a listen next week. Janie Powell's paying us a return visit for our Railroad Hour production of The Student Prince.
Why, I wouldn't miss it.
Good night.
Good night.
All aboard.
Well, it looks as though we're ready to pull out. And so, until next week, goodbye.
No, Nanette was presented by arrangement with Pam's Whitmark Music Library. Doris Day appeared on this program through the courtesy of the Bob Hope Swan Soap Program and Warner Brothers, producers of The Hasty Heart, starring Ronald Reagan, Patricia Neal, and Richard Todd. Our choir is under the direction of Norman Luboff. Our music is arranged and conducted by Carmen Dragon. This is Marvin Miller saying goodbye until next week for the Association of American Railroads. And now keep tuned to your Monday night of music on NBC.
Ellen Sieber stars on The Voice of Firestone, coming up on NBC.
You have been listening to the Old Time Radio Hour, broadcast each week over the World Wide Web. You can subscribe at no charge through iTunes, Podbean, or RSS. Thank you so much for listening. We hope you can join us again next week for another hour of entertainment starring Doris Day. Until then, this is your host, Justine Ward, saying, so long for a while.